Anytime a court disciplines a reporter, or the FCC fines Howard Stern for talking dirty, or fines ABC stations for broadcasting an extra inch of Janet Jackson's bosom, there are constitutional scholars of the left and right who warn about what they call the slippery slope. They say that to discourage free speech by so much as a smidge can be an unwitting first step toward censorship. But the slippery slope seems remote to many Americans. They're more worried about their children being able to see brutal pornography at home, over the World Wide Web. They think it ought to be possible, and a number of scholars agree, to have laws that allow everyone from Ralph Nader to Lyndon LaRouche to express their opinions, but still protect children from predators, or for that matter, glimpsing more of Janet Jackson than makes them comfortable in their living rooms. When Howard Stern is fined by the FCC, there's often a feeling that he's a rich man who can afford to pay thousands of dollars as the price of continuing to make millions. It's hard to see that a man who has millions of listeners is being squelched. People in other parts of the world that prize free speech also find that slippery slope to be, in its own way, a kind of uncompromising American absolutism. All the nations of the European Union have a free press and a diverse traffic of ideas, but many also have laws that restrict hate speech and restrain the media from reporting on certain court cases and classified documents. Yet governments are still freely, even aggressively, criticized, and European artists are free to be challenging, bold, and erotic. Industry publications reported this week that 65 ABC TV affiliates decided not to broadcast Steven Spielberg's acclaimed film Saving Private Ryan on Veterans Day. The stations were apparently worried that some of their viewers, and the FCC for that matter, might be offended by its strong language or revealing violence. Few films have better shown the reality and sacrifice of war. Now, no government body prevented any station from showing Saving Private Ryan, but previous FCC fines had the same practical effect, at least with 65 station managers. This week, video of a U.S. Marine shooting a wounded man at a Fallujah mosque was shown around the world. That video was taken by a U.S. journalist traveling with U.S. troops. The government and Marines made no known effort to prevent the video from getting out. On the contrary, they say they're using it to investigate the case. Perhaps the Marines, like the soldiers that Steven Spielberg so memorably depicted, have an appreciation for the importance of free speech that some local TV station managers have forgotten.